This is Ozarks at Large. Volcanoes erupt, but species erupt. An eruption is an incursion. An incursion is an invasion of another's territory. And our birdman Joe Neal is witness to an eruption of finches in Fayetteville, and he has this big lesson in evolutionary biology for us.
Welcome to the 1830s. Charles Darwin is aboard the HMS Beagle. He collects specimens of a previously unknown bird during a stop on the Galapagos Islands. Overall dull in color, they mainly differ in the size and shape of their bills. He's only in his 20s when he finds them. In the future, he will realize that striking differences in bills evolved over time as adaptations to different food sources. That sounds like a bunch of ancient history. Well, not exactly. There's something like Darwin's birds afoot as we speak in northwest Arkansas. This involves a dull-looking finch named Red Crossbill that may actually be different species. The bill is literally crossed like scissors gone haywire. Like Darwin's birds, they vary in shape and size. Crossbills go around in flocks. In size, they are midway between goldfinches and cardinals. They come south some winters when there is a shortage of food in their usual nesting areas. Picture big coniferous forests in the High Rockies, the Canadian Northwest. This is one of those winters. They've come to Arkansas. Here's a flock overhead. I recorded this at Fayetteville Country Club on a windy day in December 2012. Can you hear the flip flip or chip chip calls? Much of Fayetteville Country Club is open grass, but the fairways have stands of pine trees, tall and covered with cones. It's sort of like a coniferous forest in the Rockies. Crossbills feed on the seeds or nuts of many pine species, plus cones of spruces, Douglas fir, and hemlocks. The flock we just heard is headed for the pines. Just as Darwin found with his Galapagos birds, our crossbills share a common feature. Tips on the upper and lower parts of the bill decidedly cross. The birds perch on or near cones, insert the bill between the cone scales, and twist. The cross pries open pine scales so that seeds within the scales can be removed. I'm standing under some pines full of crossbills. In this next recording, see if you can hear cones being pried open and the birds climbing around parrot-like among the cones. It's a little snap, crackle, and pop. Size of the bill and the cross varies depending upon which type of cone the birds prefer. What, you ask? One bird can vary the size and shape of its bill? It's not that. Actually, as in the case of Darwin's birds, there may be as many as 9 or 10 potential species lumped under one name, Red Crossbill. Their bills are different, and so are their calls. Matt Young from Cornell University studies red crossbill vocalizations. He and others have documented 9 to 10 potential species. These vocalizations, referred to as call types, may reflect biologically distinct crossbills. Birds with different call types are associated with different types of cones and different bill sizes. As in Darwin's birds, our crossbills may have evolved from a common crossbill ancestor. New forms may have evolved to take advantage of new habitats and new food resources. Matt Young has analyzed my audio recordings of Fayetteville Country Club crossbills. He finds that most birds are ponderosa pine crossbills, termed type 2. He also found the western hemlock crossbill, termed type 3. During the nesting season, it occurs primarily in the big coniferous forest in coastal areas of the western United States. A big surprise was type 5, the lodgepole pine crossbill, from the western United States and Canada. We have lots of guest birds. Of course, out on the golf course, they all look alike to us as we watch with our sophisticated binoculars and listen from the fairway. They fly over, chattering away. We see red males and yellowish females, but that's about as far as it goes. Even if we don't know who is in a big flock, they do. Out on the golf course, lodgepole pine crossbills, no ponderosa pine crossbills. Like those birds Darwin puzzled over long ago, this winter's crossbills in Arkansas have their secrets. After more study and more time, we may recognize the red crossbill, now termed type 2, is a separate species, as is the ponderosa pine crossbill and others, visiting us this winter. Folks at Fayetteville Country Club have welcomed birders on their links. Thanks so much for this generosity and for the careful long drives down the coniferous forest of wintering crossbills.
Joe Neal is co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book, In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas Memoir, is published by Half Acre Press. An eruption of red crossbills has also been documented at Nine Stone Land Trust in southeastern Carroll County. You can find out more at our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.